And how long, in your expert opinion, Mr. Mate, before we sight the coast of Japan?
You'd best address yourself to the skipper, Mr. Smoke.
Aye, aye, Smoke. Don't rush, hold on there. He's learning his ropes and rigging this week.
Yeah, Horn is right. I'm paying due to graduate to navigation for a day or two yet. Ain't that so, huh?
I'm tired of your chokes, Henderson.
Ain't no joke, Captain. I asked a simple question, and Hump there don't seem capable of a simple answer.
I'll get you to the seal herd, Smoke, never fear. In the meantime, you'll get off the mate's back or answer to me. Mr. Van Weyden?
Sir.
As I see you finished your supper, will you kindly put about on the port tack?
Aye, aye, sir.
The Sea Wolf by Jack London. Starring Jack Claff as Wolf Larsen, Kerry Shale as Humphrey Van Weyden, and Shelley Thompson as Maud Brewster. Episode 2.
Mr. Van Weyden, sir?
Step up to the poop deck, will you?
Aye, aye, sir.
Louis, I'm to put about on the port tack.
All right, Hump. Yes, that makes sense.
I'm glad it does to you. Now, will you kindly convey that sense to me in layman's language? And please be quick. If I know Larsen, he'll be on deck any minute to see I've carried out the order.
No problem, Hump. Well, you must have young Harrison there brace the yards.
Brace the yards, yes?
Yeah. Now have the helmsman drop a few spokes so she's into the wind.
How long to Wainwright Island, Skipper?
Day and a half, maybe two.
What's the Wainwright Island?
Fresh water.
Mr. Van Weyden?
Aye, sir.
Smoke here just reminded me that the crew need to be briefed about procedures for picking up fresh water. All hands on deck in 10 minutes.
Aye, sir.
Now listen to me, Smoke.
What's on your mind?
I intend to keep the men waiting on deck a while. Long enough for you guys to go through the forecastle and ferret out whatever weapons have been stowed out of sight. Not just knives and pistols. Keep an eye out for black checks and brass knuckles. I want it all, understand? I give you 15 minutes.
What's up, Mr. Van Weyden?
Procedures for the stopover at Wainwright, Harrison.
Only takes 6 men to pick up water. If I call us all on deck...
The wolf's up to something.
What's Wainwright like, Louis?
It's a good fertile island. Some Japanese settlers.
Oh, yeah?
Ha, Georgie, I know what you're thinking.
What do you say, Jono? Sounds like a good spot.
Georgie, grow up, huh? Look what happened last time.
Yeah, last time I was dumbing up the can on the other guys. What do you say, Jono? Just you and me, huh?
I put it. Here's the skipper.
All right now, lads. All hands present, Captain.
Thank you, Mr. Van Weyden. Right, we're maybe a day out of Wainwright Island, where we'll be taking out fresh water. There'll be a detail of 6 men. 2 of you on the beach to fill up the casks, 2 men to ferry them, and 2 of you to haul them aboard.
That's it, Jono. We make sure we get to do the ferry.
Now, we'll be laying about 1/2 mile from the beach off of a cove known as the Chimney, so-called because it's a narrow gorge. It is sheer volcanic rock that no human being could ever hope to climb.
I told you you wouldn't make it easy.
I didn't say nothing about climbing, Louis.
Mr. Van Weyden?
Sir!
I want you to pick 4 men for the ferry detail and for taking the casks aboard.
How about that? Maybe Hump will run for it, too.
And aboard the Ghost, Mr. Van Weyden, is where you'll remain throughout.
Aye, aye, sir.
What did I tell you? The old wolf knows what he's about.
I'll go ashore with the beach detail. That'll be you, Johnson, and you, Leech.
Jesus.
Speak up, Leech.
Two of us and one of you, eh, sir?
A steady leech, lad.
That's right, leech. Think you can manage, boy?
Anytime you're ready, Captain.
Now, did I mention it's a sandy beach? Not a blunt instrument in sight.
I don't need no instrument, sir.
You don't, eh? Unlike your mates in the forecastle. Ah, smoke! I see you have a tidy haul of weaponry there.
Now we know why he called us all on deck.
Aye, Captain. The job locked. Knives and cautious and brass knuckled.
Over the side with him, mister.
Aye, aye.
Feel better, do you, Wolf Larson? Like I said, some of us don't need nothing but bare hands.
Leech, my boy, you are beginning to irritate me. You're like a pesky buck in my ear, and what I do with bucks is sweat them.
Gosh! Oh!
Get this mess off my deck.
Mr. Van Weyden.
Sir. The weather's set fair. Let's have these decks swilled and scrubbed.
Aye, aye, sir. You men, Harrison, Kelly, Owen, break out mops and buckets.
That you, Mr. Van Weyden?
Yes.
A moment of your time, mister.
It's late. I need to turn in.
I have a job for you first. How's the patient, by the way? Young Leech. Have you seen him today?
Yes, he's on the mend. A tough lad.
He's not been out of his bunk for 24 hours. I trust he'll be fit for the Wainwright excursion at daybreak.
Another night's rest and he'll be okay.
Another night's rest, eh? Good. Good.
Why do you toy with him like this? Why not just kill him and put him out of his misery?
Not a very charitable attitude, huh?
Oh, spare me your sarcasm.
You just don't get it, do you?
Get what?
The thrill of life, man. Right now, young Leech is living like he's never lived before. He's living more royally than any man forward if he did but know it.
I confess I do not get it. The boy has become an animal. Why, he actually snarls. I've just learned that he got his hands on one of Smoke's shotguns a couple of days ago, and it was all the three of the hunters could do to take it from him. He was on his way aft to blow your head off.
There you are, Hump. The lad's living deep and high. He's staking his all. Man is a natural gambler, and a man's life is the biggest stake he can lay. The greater the odds, the greater the thrill. I honestly envy young Leech when I see him raging at the summit of his passion.
Don't give me that. If all this senseless violence is a matter of gambling, then the dice are loaded, and you know it. It's a coward's game you're playing.
Of the two of us, you and I, who is the greater coward? You say you find the situation bad. It offends your moral sense. Why go along with it then?
I've no choice. I'm a prisoner.
Of course you have a choice. You could throw in your hand with Leech and Johnson, but you won't do that because you're scared. You want to live, and your need to live is so strong that you're quite willing to compromise those fine principles of yours. At least I'm true to myself.
Will that be all? It's not many hours to daybreak.
One job before you turn in, Mr. Van Weyden. I noticed just now some gear not stowed away, a scrubbing brush.
Scrubbing brush?
I left on the steps to the poop. The boy, Harrison, is responsible. Have him out of his bunk to put it away properly.
You want me to wake the whole forecastle in the middle of the night so that Harrison can be made to tidy away a scrubbing brush?
No, mister, I don't want you to rouse them. You just wake up the watch below and tell him to do it. Don't stand there gawping, man. The sooner it's done, the sooner you can get some sleep. I won't have a sloppy shift, and these men must be made to believe it.
Fine morning, Louis.
Aye. Good day for a boat trip.
All right, you there, Kelly, isn't it?
Aye, Mr. Van Weyden, sir.
You and Harrison prepare boat number two. Load up the empty casks.
Aye, sir.
Does that make us the ferry detail, sir?
Yes, it does, Harrison. Think you can handle it?
Aye, aye, sir. Kelly, come on, let's look sharp.
Leech.
Aye, sir.
The captain's still below. Let me look at those stitches while we're waiting.
Aye, sir.
Just step out of the sunlight.
Listen, George. If you have a plan, for God's sake, bring me in on it, too.
I can't stand idly by any longer.
I think you're square, Mr. Van Weyden. But stay where you are and keep your mouth shut. Say nothing but saw wood. Look, Jono's tipping us the wink. Larson's coming on deck. Remember what I said now.
Aye.
Smoke.
Aye, sir.
Anderson, looks like we're in for a clear day. Be a fine afternoon for a turn around the deck after your grub.
Aye.
You bet, Skipper.
How goes it, Mr. Van Weyden?
All hands standing by, sir.
All right. Lower away, Johnson. Give us an hour, Mr. Van Weyden, before you send Harrison and Kelly for the first pickup.
Aye, aye, sir.
All right, lads. Let's have them casts aboard.
Well done, Harrison. You're making good time.
You bet, sir.
Have you counted the barrels, Louis?
Aye, sir. One more trip after this one and we'll be done.
Good. Oh, it's been a quiet day after all.
Up to now, sir.
What do you mean, Louis?
Nothing, sir. Exceeding quiet, to be sure. Why don't you go below and ask Cookie for a mash of tea?
Ahoy! Mr. Van Weyden?
What is it, Smoke?
Take a look at the boat, will you? Seems to me young Harrison's lost his sense of direction. Henderson! Run below and fetch the Winchesters.
Yeah, it's a good clear day. Some shooting practice.
My God. Louis, look. Harrison and Kelly are making a run for it. If they round that promontory, they'll be away.
Aye. But they'll have to outrun rifle bullets to do it. The wolf thinks of everything.
Louis, what should I do?
There's not much you can do. Unless you believe in praying.
There you go, Smoke.
Right.
Mr. Smoke, I'm in command while the captain's ashore.
Oh, yeah. You might be in command of the sailors, but I ain't a sailor.
But it is my sailors you are intending to shoot.
Oh, they're your sailors now. Come on, Henderson. Put a couple of shots in the water beside them. Right. Let them know we've seen them. More fun that way.
Sure thing.
Yeah. Hey, give us a spyglass there, Hump. Yes, I thought so.
What is it, Louis?
The skipper's put his boat in the water with Jono and Leach, and he's let out after them.
Now, watch me take Kelly's right oar.
Jesus.
What? Kelly doesn't know what's hit him. The oar blade is shot to splinters.
Here's the save for Harrison.
You!
Will you look at that? All right, Smoke, that's enough. They're adrift now.
Not for long. The wolves sure bearing down on them.
What's he up to, Louis?
Well, he's thrown them a line. He's going to tow them in.
All right, you men there! Stand by to haul those boats aboard!
What do you think he'll do to Harrison and Kelly, Louis?
I don't think, mister.
Make fast there, lads. That'll do it. Owen!
Aye, mister.
Stow the water casks.
Aye, aye.
Good work, Mr. Van Weyden. Carry on.
Captain, one moment, sir.
What is it? I'm starving. Want my chow.
What about Harrison and Kelly?
Who?
The men you towed in.
Ah, yes. Deadbeats, both. What of them?
What of? What's going to happen?
Nothing, as far as I'm concerned.
Nothing?
That's what I said, mister. Now, haven't you got work to do?
Aye, aye, sir. Keep her steady, lad. Drop a spoke to starboard.
Aye, sir.
For God's sake, Harrison, stand up straight. How can you steer just leaning against the helm?
Aye, sir.
What is the matter with you, boy? Do you want the old man to punish you? Is that it? He could have flayed you for trying to run for it like that the other day. Consider yourself lucky he hasn't laid a finger on you.
It would have been better if he'd killed me, sir.
All right, Harrison. All right, that's enough of such talk. Just steer a steady course.
Aye, sir.
Is that you, Louis?
It is, sir.
Shouldn't you be in your bunk? It's your turn for the red-eye watch.
You too, I'm thinking. You look as though you've had no sleep for days.
Aye. Well, the truth is, Louis, I haven't. But Larson is down with one of his attacks. He's been shut up in his berth since the night we left Wainwright Island.
Yes, well, I hope his head splits, so I do. But you know, Hump, even laid up in his cabin, the wolf has a spell on this old ship. Smoke and Henderson are lording it like they was his police. Never without their carbines.
I know. He's making the whole crew pay for the beating he took in the forecastle. Harrison there is like a zombie at the helm.
Aye. Jano's the same. I'm looking for him now. He's black enough to go over the side if we don't watch him.
Evening, Mr. Van Weyden.
Hello there, Leech.
It's all right, Louis. I've spotted Jano.
Where is he?
He's stretched out full length at the forecastle head, just looking down at the drink.
Oh, my God. I'll go to him.
Don't fret, mister. He was about to take a dive, he'd have gone by now.
Aye. He's not even the will to do that.
Nevertheless, I'd better talk to him.
But he won't talk back, sir.
Johnson? Johnson?
Wasting your breath, Mr. Van Weyden. You don't talk to nobody.
Mr. Johnson! This is the mate talking to you.
Just leave me alone, mister. You don't mean no disrespect to you, Mr. Van Weyden.
It's all right, Leech. Stand away, will you? Johnson. I don't know what you might be contemplating, but just listen up now. There's a lot of things wrong with this damned ship, Jono, but you're not one of them. You're just about the best sailor aboard. Do you hear me? Any day now, we're going to reach the seal herds, and we'll be working all the hours that God sends. Just get through that, Jono. Just get through. Once Larson is sure of his catch, things will be different. You have my word. Well. Good night, mister.
Mr. Van Weyden.
Yes, Leech.
I want to ask a favor, sir. If it's your luck to ever make Frisco again, will you hunt up Matt McCarthy? He's my old man. He lives on the hill back of the Mayfair Bakery. Runs a cobbler shop everyone knows, and you'll have no trouble. Tell him I live to be sorry for the trouble I caused him and the things I've done, and just tell him God bless him for me.
We'll all win back to San Francisco, Leech. And you'll be with me when I go see Matt McCarthy.
I'd like to believe you, but I can't. Wolf Larson will do for me, I know it. All I can hope is he'll do it quick. Good night now.
Well, Humphrey Van Weyden, better admit it to yourself. The wolf's all but done for you, too. It is a cheap and sordid squirming after all, this life. And the sooner over, the better. Over and done. Aye, sir.
Smoke!
Aye, skipper.
Make ready your boats. You'll be hunting before noon.
Aye, aye. All right, move your foot,
Mr. Van Weyden, my cabin in 10 minutes.
Aye, aye, sir.
Cookie.
Aye, Captain.
Whiskey and glasses. Look sharp.
Coming up, sir.
Well, Hump, you've managed so far, but now the real work begins.
There you are, sir.
Take a shot of whiskey back to the galley with you, Cookie. I'll be wanting you on deck soon.
Aye, aye, sir. And thank you, sir.
Is it wise to ply Mugridge with drink?
Don't worry about Cookie, Hump. He knows what's coming, which is more than can be said of you.
True enough.
Once we're among the herds, all hands will be away in the boats. That leaves just me, you, and Cookie to sail the ship.
I see.
Have a drink.
Thank you.
The 6 boats will spread out fanwise. By the time the first weather boat and the last lee boat have taken up their positions, they're anything between 10 and 20 miles away. They cruise a straight course till sundown or till weather drives them in. Our job is to keep well to leeward of the last lee boat so that all of them have a fair wind to make a run back to us in case of squalls. You got the idea?
Yes,
I think so.
No time to think. Hump, you better be damned sure. Now, when we pick up the boats, it'll be your job to tally the pelts. You oversee the skinning and afterwards the cleaning of the decks. And I hope you've a strong stomach because the scuppers will run red. A good day's killing and the decks will be slippery with fat and blood. The carcasses, they go over the side to the sharks. All I'm interested in is the skin.
It's been spotty, Captain.
Right, let's have you on deck, Cookie. Drink up, Mr. Van Weyden. We'll start you off easy at the helm. Let's go now.
Drop a spoke to starboard, Mr. Van Weyden.
Aye, aye, sir.
Cookie, haul in there. Haul man. Oh, that's it. That's it. Here she comes! Yes! Hold her, Mr. Van Weyden! Hold her! Hold her! Good! Good! That's grand! Now she runs, Mr. Van Weyden! Good! Well, Hump, this is living air!
Hold those seals aboard, lads. Mind your backs there, you men. Come on, Kelly, get that knife moving.
In we go.
Harrison, have you seen the mate?
Seen him only a minute ago after the galley.
All right, I'll find him. Mr. Van Weyden? Is that you, sir? Oh, never mind, Hump. All this blood and mess can't take you that way at first. Oh.
No, I'm fine now, Louis. Just a shock to the system, that's all.
Aye. Well, best get back to work.
Yes, I'm fine, fine. She's got a horn pipe. Let's have these carcasses away. We need more space to work here.
Aye, aye, sir. Harrison! A hand here! Now get a grip, lad. You'll have the guts sliding down the companionway. And Cookie will serve them up for supper if you're not careful. Over with them!
Very good, lad. Now go below. We need another drum of salt here. Look sharp.
Aye, Mr. Van Weyden.
Well, all for the sake of women's vanity, eh, Mr. Van Weyden? Get aloft with your spyglass, Mr. Van Weyden.
Aye.
Up to the cross trees and tell me what you see.
Cookie!
How's the grub coming along?
Ready when you are, skipper.
Good. If Mr. Van Weyden sees all fair, we'll stand down to eat. Come on, Hemp! Let's see you swing on those red lines, sir!
All right, men, stand down for the night. Harrison, stow the buckets and the rest of the gear.
Aye, sir.
The wolf will turn you into an officer yet.
Hello there, Louis. I confess I've never felt better. Why, today I was atop the masthead, keeping an eye out for you men. If anybody had told me 3 months ago that I'd be taking pleasure from such dizzy exploits, I'd have laughed in his face. The work is good for the men, too, Louis. It keeps their mind from other things.
Aye, that's true enough. Well, come the morning, we'll need our wits about us.
How do you mean, Louis?
Just the old bones, Hump, just the old bones. More reliable than the barometer, I can tell you.
Heavy weather, is it?
More than likely, Hump. Good idea to break out your oilskins.
What do you see, mister?
Just lost the last boat over the horizon, sir. The wind seems to have freezed at last. It's so calm up here, I can still hear the guns. They're going at it,
sir. All right. Come down, Mr. Van Weyden.
The boats are pulling away from us with this calm.
I don't like it, Hump.
Why?
Look at the sky yonder.
What? I see what you mean. If she comes hard and snappy out of the east, it'll put us to windward of the boats.
Aye. And if that happens, it's likely there'll be empty bunks in steerage and forecastle tonight.
I hate this clammy heat.
Old-timers in Frisco call it earthquake weather.
Look at me. If I sweat much more, I'm going to bleed and melt away.
I've never seen a sea like it. Nothing moving. A painted ship upon a painted ocean.
Gold. We're in for a right bleeding squall.
No squall, Cookie. Old Mother Nature's gonna get up on her hind legs and howl for all that's in her, and it'll keep us chumming to pull through with half our boats. Mr. Van Weyden, you better run up and loosen the topsails.
But if it's going to howl, and effectively there's only the two of us to...
Not so very much.
Why, we've got to make the best of the first of it and run down to our boats before our canvas is ripped out of us. After that, I don't give a rap what happens. The stick'll stand it, and you and me'll have to, although we've plenty cut out for us. Cookie, by the time you've finished pots and pans, you'll be wanted on deck. Stand ready for a call.
Aye, aye, Captain.
I see you smiling, Hump. What's tickling you?
Creeping hysteria. It's just that I've been watching you with your head raised to the sky. For some reason, I keep thinking of one of those pygmies in the Arabian Nights, standing before some malignant genie.
You feel that, Hump?
Yes.
Cookie, are you awake?
Yes, Skipper.
Right. Move your butt. Let go that four-boom tackle and pass it across. When she's willing, let go the sheet and come in snug with the tackle, and if you make a mess of it, it'll be the last you ever make. Understand?
Aye, sir.
Mr. Van Weyden, stand by to pass the headsails over. Then jump for the topsails and spread them quick as God'll let you. The quicker you do it, the easier you'll find it. As for Cookie, if he ain't lively, bat him between the eyes. Now, we'll have the breeze on our quarter. By the last sound of the guns, the boats were bearing away slightly to the south.
Thank God she ain't coming all of a bunch, Mr. Van Weyden.
Amen to that, Cookie.
Ah! Here it comes! Wait for it! Wait! Here she goes! All aboard!
Mr. Van Weyden!
Sir!
Take a run aloft with the glasses and raise some of the boats!
It doesn't seem possible those small boats could stay afloat in this!
You'd better believe it!
Will we catch them, sir?
We've made at least 10 knots, and we're going 12 or 13 now. The old girl knows how to walk.
Aye, aye, sir.
Well, Mr. Quaden, see anything?
Aye, sir. Boat, a couple of points off our port bow.
Expect all hell to break loose, but don't mind it. Yours is to do your own work and have Cookie stand by the foresheet.
Watch out, Hump! Watch out! The sea will hit you like a wall. Get the chip backed over to windward. Over! Over to windward! Over!
All with me on that chin! Pump! 1, 2, 4! That's it! 1, 2, 4! We're still just about in working order! Make fast now and come on! Yonder! There's the boat!
My God! It's Smoke! And Johnson! And Louis!
Stand by, Hump! When they give the word, pass the tackle to Johnson, I'll throw to Louis!
Surely we must crush them!
This time, Hump, as they rise up! Stand by!
her belly up. That'll do it. Now, Mr. Van Weyden, you know what to do.
Louis, stand by to let that jib over.
Aye, aye, sir.
I'll go after Mr. and slick off the main sheet.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Smoke, you go forward and see what's become of Cookie. I think he was hit by a loose spar.
Mr. Van Weyden.
Sir.
Run the left again. Let's see if we can find the next one.
Aye, aye, sir.
And cut away any stray stuff as you go.
Bottom up! I see Leach! And Harrison! And Henderson! They're clinging on! I see another one! Bottom up again! No sign of any crew!
Be Jesus! Number four boat it is! Latimer's boat!
We're going to leave it, Skipper! There's not enough light left!
My God, I'm not be robbed of my boat by any storm that blew out of hell! Mr. Van Weyden, stand by that ship with Johnson and Harrison! The rest of you, tail after the main sheet! Lively now! I'll sail you into a kingdom come, understand?
Hang on, Mr. Van Weyden, he's going to swamp her!
Harrison! Watch out!
Grab hold of something!
Shut up!
I can't hold on! My fingers! Back!
I have you, mister, I have you!
Thanks, Mr. Johnson! My God! Where's Harrison?
Come along, Mr. Van Weyden. You've earned your hot coffee and hot tech.
I'm afraid I can't hold a hot mug. My finger ends are split.
Give it to me. I'll hold it for you, mister.
Oh, I'm indebted to you once again, Mr. Johnson.
Hold it, be Jesus! Hold on to something, lads. Now she takes it.
To hell with the lookout tonight. There's nothing can be done on deck. If anything's going to run us down, we couldn't get out of its way. Turn in, all hands. Get yourselves some sleep.
Henderson and Smoke better sleep in the cabin, sir. I wouldn't advise opening the slide to the steerage companionway.
You're right, Mr. Van Weyden. Bed down as best you can, men.
What about me? I've run you up coffee and tech. Nobody gives a bleeding thought to me. Me insides is hurting something horrible. I swear I've broke a rib.
You know anything about broken ribs, Mr. Van Weyden?
Not a thing, sir.
Nor me neither. You're gonna have to wait, Cookie. Tell Mr. Van Weyden's read up his medical book. Now, bed yourself down.
Two of the boats are going to need a good deal of repair work.
Yes.
I can scarcely believe we've lost half our boats just like that.
Not lost yet, Hump. They may have been picked up by other schooners. If so, we'll get them back eventually.
Young Harrison is lost, though. And I would have been lost with him but for Johnson grabbing hold of me. I don't think it's worth it. A broken boat for a young lad's life.
But Harrison didn't amount to much. Good night.
How goes it, Johnson?
See for yourself, mister. I can do a proper job and replace these timbers. But I reckon the skipper won't want me taking the time. He'll want them patched up quick to get among the herds again.
That'd be false economy, Johnson. Give it your best shot, mister. I'll square it with the captain.
Aye, aye, sir.
Louis! What do you see?
No sign of our boats, mister. Schooner in the offing, though. Two spokes to port. Looks like the Cisco.
Very good. We'll rendezvous.
Come in, Hump.
Good news. We've got back two of our boats from the Cisco. No sign of Latimer's boat, though. I reckon after 5 days there's no hope now, but that means we've lost a total of only four men.
I thought you might be glad of that.
What do you think of this, huh?
What is it?
It's a navigation aid of my own design. This little beauty, a sighting of just one star is all you need. You place this transparent paper on the star chart like so, then move it into place, and presto, you have the ship's position. I reckon even you could sail by this, huh?
Yes. It's quite brilliant. Tell me, how does somebody who's never set foot inside a schoolroom pick up the math and geometry you need for this sort of work?
Taught myself, huh? With a little help from the British Navy. I signed up as a merchant seaman out of the Port of London when I was 16. Before that, I was on coasters out of my hometown in Denmark.
Why have you not made something of yourself, then? Here you are in your prime and spending your time culling dumb animals to hang around women's necks. Strikes me you could have done anything you chose.
For a bright guy, Hump, you can be damn naive. What chance did I have? I went to sea when I was 10, like all the men in my family. Do you know the parable of the talents?
Yes.
Well, the high seas are a stony ground, Hump. More work to be done.
Half of the boats are still being patched up.
Never mind, Hump. I'll go out myself. I can shoot enough for two.
Number two boat coming home, Mr. Van Weyden.
Thank you, Louis.
Tack to starboard.
Make ready for them to come aboard.
Aye, aye, sir.
Catch, Mr. Van Weyden?
Yes, sir. Best yet.
No, I don't want the men stood down when they've squared up the deck.
Huh?
You there. Fat Louis.
Aye, skipper.
How's the rheumatiz, mister?
Giving me hell, sir.
You hear that, Mr. Van Weyden?
More weather on the way.
I'd say so. How about you, Louis?
I reckon we might see something afore morning, aye, sir.
Go. Pull in some canvas before you turn in, Mr. Van Weyden.
Aye, aye, sir. Typhoon's blown herself out, eh, Louis? Do your old bones concur?
Asher, Mr. Van Weyden, I'm feeling mighty spry.
Let's have all hands to heave to.
Hey, Jesus, will you look at that?
What is it, Louis?
Put your spyglass 2 points in the east there and tell me if these old eyes of mine are seeing things.
What? My God, a seal herd.
I never seen them this far south. They'll be fishing up in Yokohama Harbor next. Well, the old wolf will be pleased. He didn't relish running off course before the storm.
No, he didn't. Well, best go for it. All right, all hands to the boats! Seals ahead! Boats over!
That's all the pelt salted and stowed, Mr. Van Weyden.
Thanks, Louis. Look after the mop and bucket detail. I'll go below and report to the old man.
Aye, sir.
Mr. Van Weyden, word in your ear, sir.
What is it, Leech?
Am I right in thinking the typhoon's driven us south?
That's right.
Can you tell me, mister, how far we are off the coast?
500 miles, I'd say.
And what would be the bearings for Yokohama?
West, northwest.
Thank you, sir.
Leech.
Sir?
Good luck.
Thanks, mister.
What are you telling me, Smoke? That they just stole away in the dark?
Aye. They've taken number three boat and all the water breakers and grub boxes from the other boats.
By God. And where the hell was the night watch?
I'd say that was a question for your mate.
Aye. Well, we'll see about that later. Come on, Smoke. I want two of your hunters at the mastheads with spyglasses. Johnson's some sailor, but he won't outrun me in one of them cockle shells.
What do you think, Louis?
Needle in a haystack, if you ask me.
Maybe.
But it's the third day now. Surely they've made it.
It's possible, mister. But your wolf will not give up so easily. He knows what he's about. He's used his extra speed to put himself between them and the land. And now he figures if he cruises back and forth for long enough across their course, he'll happen on them sooner or later.
Damn!
Mr. Van Weyden! Bear away!
Good Jesus, there they are to leeward! With this breeze behind us, we'll be down on them within the hour.
Let's make her run, Mr. Van Weyden!
Aye, aye, sir!
God help you now, Legion Johnson. And God help us all.
Hold it to that helmsman. Steady! Well, well, five men, is there now? Mr. Van Weyden?
Aye, sir.
Get yourself on deck and prepare to bring them aboard, whoever they are.
Aye, aye, sir.
All right, lads, haul jib sheets to windward. Make the main sheets flat. Look short. Skipper's coming about into the wind.
Well, talk about a bloody mess.
What's wrong, Smoke?
Hey, look down there, in the stern sheets. May I never shoot another seal if there ain't a woman.
By God, Smoke, I believe it is.
See what I see, Smoke?
I seen her all right.
Looks like a young'un.
Trim and all. I like them skinny and with their own teeth.
Well, shut your gab up on her ear, fool.
I will said. If there's one thing this ship don't need, it's a female of this species. Damn bad luck.
Ah, come on, Louie, you fat old sod.
Corner! You're just a pig-ignorant seal killer. But you ask any sailor aboard if a woman ain't a damn curse at sea. I tell you, it's the last thing we need.
Mr. Van Weyden, carry the lady below and see to her comfort.
Permit me.
I'm much obliged, sir.
Make up the spare port cabin, put Cookie to work on it. And see what you can do for her face. It's sunburned bad.
Aye, aye, mister.
Cast the boat adrift. Let's see these other survivors.
There. We'll make these quarters as comfortable as we can for you.
No need to go to any great trouble. The men were looking for land at any moment this morning, and now, well, we should be in by night.
Beg pardon, ma'am. If it were any other captain except ours, I'd say you'd be ashore in Yokohama tomorrow. But as things are, you'd best be prepared for anything. Understand?
Frankly, no. Unless it's a misconception of mine that shipwrecked people are always shown every consideration.
No, all I'm saying is he... This man, this captain is...
Hold!
My God, Leech and Johnson after all. Forgive me, ma'am. I must leave you.
Break out your oilskins if I were you, Mr. Van Weyden.
What are we in for, Louis?
A healthy young slip of a gale from the breath of it, sir. With a splatter of rain just to wet our gills.
Too bad we sighted them.
They'd never have made the land, sir, I'm thinking.
Think not.
No, sir. You see that?
Aye.
There's no eggshell will float on this sea an hour from now. A stroke of luck, we're here to pick them up.
Well, we've got ourselves three oilers and a fourth engineer, but we'll make sailors out of them, or boat pullers at any rate. Now, what of the lady?
She'll be all right.
What's her name, then?
I don't know. Didn't ask her. She looked all in. I'm waiting to hear the news from you. What vessel was it?
Mail steamer. The city of Tokyo. Old Tub opened up from top to bottom in the typhoon. They were adrift 4 days. And you don't know who or what she is, eh? Maid, wife, or widow?
No.
Well, well. Now then, let's have a look at what headway Leech and Johnson are making. Ha-ha! Oh, look there! Yeah, keep at that, helmsman! We're overhauling them about 2-1, I'd say.
What do you intend doing with Leech and Johnson?
Really? I don't know. You see, with all these additions, I've about all the crew I want.
And they've about all the escaping they want, by the look of them. Why not give them a change of treatment? Take them aboard and deal gently with them. Whatever they've done, they've been hounded into doing.
By me.
By you. And I give you warning, Wolf Larson, that I may forget love of my own life in the desire to kill you if you go too far in punishing them.
Bravo! You do me proud, Hemp. You found your legs with a vengeance. You're quite an individual. You are unfortunate in having your life cast in easy places, but you're developing, and I like you the better for it.
I don't care what you like. Just mind what I say.
Hemp, do you believe in promises? Are promises sacred to you?
Of course.
Of course. Then here's a compact. If I promise not to lay my hands on Leech and Johnson, will you promise in turn not to kill me? Oh, not that I'm afraid of you, you understand? Anyway, what do you say? Is it a go?
Yes, it's a go.
Good. Helmsman, keep off now. That's it, that's it. Come abreast. We're blanketing them, Hump. See, their canvas is dropped. They're coming close enough to spit it.
Ahoy, Johnson! Take heart, man! Keep failing, Leech!
So, you've changed your mind? You want to come aboard, eh? Well then, just keep coming! Helmsman! Hard up with that wheel!
What are you doing? They can't catch us if we run before the wind!
Come on, Johnson! You're the master sailor! Let's see you skip along! Skip, Johnson! Skip! Skip!
Louis! Look sharp, man! Lend a hand to take in the jib!
I seen their eyes, mister. Jono and Leech. There's the fear of death at the hearts of them.
Now he'll heave to in a little while and pick them up. He's giving them a lesson, that's all.
You think so?
Don't you?
I think nothing but of my own skin these days. I should be back in Newfoundland sailing a fishing boat. Never mind this hell ship. Pretty mess that Frisco whiskey got me into, and a prettier mess that woman's got you into after. I've seen it all before, and I knows you for a blithering fool.
What do you mean?
Don't be asking me what I mean. You'd best be wondering what the wolf means.
If trouble comes, will you stand by?
Stand by? This fat old Louis, I'll stand by. And trouble enough it'll be. We're at the beginning of things, I'm telling you, the bare beginning of things.
I hadn't thought you so great a coward.
If I raise never a hand for those poor beggars astern in their cockle shell there, you think I'm hankering after a broken head for a woman I never laid eyes on before today?
Mr. Van Wingen! Better get in those topsails!
Aye, aye, sir!
You see, I told you he'd put about eventually.
I hope you're right.
Any sign, Mr. Smoke?
God rest them. They'll fret no more.
I guess you're right.
I know I'm right. 5 hours since the last sighting. I was playing cat and mouse with them. The last we've seen of Leech and Jono, I'm telling you.
God, if you're out there, give them eternal rest.
Amen. Aye, aye. The sniff of blood brings out the wolf.
Well, Mr. Van Wingen, any sign of a sail out there?
No, sir.
All right. Helmsman?
Aye, Cap.
What are about? East, northeast? Let's go and find some more seals.
Aye, aye, sir.
Well, Hump, the lady's name is Brewster. I got it from the engineer.
Your promise, mister.
What? Holy Chet Johnson, you mean. I wasn't thinking of taking them aboard when I made that promise. Anyway, you have to agree. I've not laid my hands on them. Far from it. Far from it.
More bread, ma'am?
Thank you.
What about a spot more tea, ma'am?
Thank you, no.
Give the lady some air, Cookie. Quit your fussing.
Aye, Captain. Fuss around me. Cookie with that tea. I read out pretty enough for you.
So, Captain Larson, and when shall we arrive at Yokohama?
4 months.
4 months?
Possibly three if the season ends early.
I thought... I was given to understand that Yokohama is only a day's sail away. You can't do this. It's not right.
Not right? My, you sound like my mate here. Mr. Van Weyden's what you might call an authority on such things as rights. Now, me, I'm only a sailor. And from where I'm sitting, your misfortune is certainly all right with me.
Have you nothing to say, Mr. Mate?
I say these situations unfortunate.
Unfortunate.
But since you were voyaging to Japan for your health, I can assure you that it'll improve nowhere better than right here aboard the Ghost.
There speaks the voice of authority. You should have seen him when he came on board. A more scrawny, pitiful specimen of humanity you could hardly conceive of. And look at him now. True, he's not what you'd call muscular, but he has muscles, which is more than he had when he came aboard. Also, he has legs to stand on. You'd not think so to look at him, but he was quite unable to stand alone at first.
I may have learnt to stand on my own legs, but I've yet to stamp upon others with them.
Your education's only half completed, then.
Might I be taken off by some passing vessel, perhaps?
There'll be no passing vessels, except other sealing schooners.
I have no change of clothes, nothing. You hardly realize, sir, that I'm not a man, or that I'm unaccustomed to the careless, vagrant life that you and your men seem to lead.
Well, the sooner you get accustomed to it, the better. By the way, what do you do for a living?
I beg your pardon?
I mean no offense, believe me. People eat, therefore they must procure the wherewithal. These men here shoot seals in order to live. I sail this schooner. Mr. Van Weyden, for the present at any rate, earns his salty grub by assisting me. Now, what do you do? Do you feed yourself, or does someone else feed you?
I'm afraid someone else has fed me most of my life.
And I suppose someone else makes your bed for you?
I have made beds.
Very often?
No, not very often.
Do you know what they do to poor men in the States who, like you, don't work for their living?
I'm very ignorant. What do they do to poor men like me?
They send them to jail. The crime of not earning a living in their case is called vagrancy. If I were Mr. Van Weyden, who harps on questions of right and wrong, I'd ask, by what right do you live when you do nothing to deserve living?
But as you're not Mr. Van Weyden, I don't have to answer, do I?
Have you ever earned a dollar by your own labor?
Yes, I have.
Really?
I remember my father giving me a dollar once when I was a little girl for remaining absolutely quiet for 5 minutes. But that was a very long time ago, and you'd scarcely demand a little girl to earn her own living. At present, however, I make about $1,800 a year.
Salary or piecework?
Piecework.
$1,800. That's $150 a month. Well, Miss Brewster, there's nothing small about the Ghost. Consider yourself on salary during the time you remain with us. I forgot to inquire as to the nature of your occupation. What commodities do you turn out? What tools and materials do you require?
Paper and ink. Oh, and a typewriter.
You are Maud Brewster.
How do you know?
Aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I remember writing a review of a thin little volume.
You? You're...
Yes, I am.
Humphrey Van Weyden. I'm so glad. I remember that review, too. too flattering.
No, not at all. Besides, mine wasn't the only one. All the other critics were with me. Didn't Lang include your kiss endured among the four supreme sonnets by women in the English language?
You're very kind, I'm sure.
Well, so you're Maud Brewster.
And you are Humphrey Van Weyden.
In The Sea Wolf by Jack London, Wolf Larsen was played by Jack Claff, Humphrey Van Weyden by Kerry Shale, and Maud Brewster by Shelley Thompson. Muggridge was played by Ian Dury, Louis by Nigel Anthony, Johnson by Jeffrey Gear, Leech by Scott Farrell, and Smoke by Anthony Jackson. Other parts were played by Richard Pierce, Andrew Wincott, Terence Edmund, Norman Jones, Peter Penry Jones, and Clarence Smith. The Sea Wolf is adapted for radio in four parts by Ed Thomason. Original music was composed and played by Elizabeth Parker of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The Sea Wolf is directed by Adrian Bean.